둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. I'll give you three new interviews just like this one, sent your way every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating. Leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. We've had some great guests stop by lately. Claire Forlani and John Tenney were just here to talk about Cruel Intentions, the new TV series version out on Prime Video. Legendary filmmaker John Waters, Tori Amos, Martin Cove, you know him as John Kreese from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. We talk with Maren Morris, Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals, Adele, Hank Azaria from The Simpsons, Samantha Ruth Prabhu from Citadel Honey Bunny, and Matilda De Angelis from Citadel Diana. Suzanne Vega was here, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, Sting from The Police, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today's a special episode, two interviews for the price of one. First, going to be talking with Judith Light and Courtney Taylor about the Disney movie called Out of My Mind. And then later on, talking with Richard Curtis. He wrote Love Actually, Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral. He's back with an animated Christmas movie on Netflix called That Christmas. We'll be talking to him here in just a bit as well. But let's start with Judith Light and Courtney Taylor for this heartfelt new Disney film called Out of My Mind. It tackles themes of empathy and empowerment through the story of Melody Brooks, a nonverbal sixth grader with cerebral palsy who breaks barriers with the help of an inspiring teacher played by Courtney Taylor. Judith reflects on the importance of fostering understanding and kindness for those who are often dismissed by society, while Courtney shares the transformative experience of portraying a character advocating for marginalized voices. And that's where we'll start talking about Out of My Mind, showing now on Disney. It's Kyle Meredith with Judith Light and Courtney Taylor.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Let me be another one today to congratulate you all on being part of such a beautiful story with Out of My Mind. Telling the story of someone who literally has no voice. Courtney, maybe we'll start with you. What makes this movie so special?
I think just being a part of a character's life where I'm speaking up for them in the ways they need.
I feel like I've always wanted to be that woman who is brave and speaks up for the people who need the most speaking up for. And being able to play that is just a wonderful addition to my life, where I'm able to implore other people to do the same. And I think it's a really wonderful role.
Judith, I think you'd said in another interview that you really hope that this would lead to more empathy, having a story like this.
Yeah, we've been talking about that a lot this morning, and we were talking about it a lot when we were actually shooting the film, is that we don't always when people don't look like they're supposed to, or the way that normal people do, or they are in a wheelchair, or they have some kind of disability, we hold them as the other, and we treat them differently, and we dismiss them. And they are a human being. And when you treat people that way, it is un there is untold pain added to someone's life. And when you can actually care for them with understanding and kindness and really hear them, not just listen to them, but really hear them, you can actually make a kind of difference in someone's life that you wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity. And this film is an absolute demonstration of what it means to actually really make an impact on someone else's life and on a system subsequently.
And I love a story like this. I mean, I don't mean to compare apples and oranges, but you have a small story with a big concept. There are no villains, there are no street fights. It doesn't have to go through any of that to kind of paint the picture. Like, is that noticeable for you all when you're making a movie like this?
I don't know that we noticed it so much as we were making the film. I think all of us came on board knowing that this was what it was, that, but superheroes come in all kinds of forms. And, I think in many ways, Courtney's character and my character are superheroes for Melody, just like her parents are. But we are her advocates. We are. Until she can find her voice, in many ways, we are her voice. So, you don't have to look, we love the Marvel stuff. We think a lot of that stuff is great. It's all terrific. But this is a different kind of marvelous character.
Nicely done.
Nice,
Nicely done.
nice. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Judith Light and Courtney Taylor. Courtney, there are these lines in there. Like, when you say, "Why aren't you angry?" I mean, that is one of the most powerful moments in the film. And even thinking about, setting this, the whole story in the 2000s, I think it was what, 2002, I believe it set in. Like, what do you think that gave to the situation?
I think it just, because I feel like even now there are moments where I feel like any marginalized community isn't taken seriously. And I feel like at that time when there was no help in that arena, I think even Dr. Ray's character, who is a doc, who's a doctorate and she's a black woman, like I think she even gets angry when she's told, like when she may have moments where people are doubting her and feeling like she's not educated enough, or she has the she understands how things work. And I think that's where that comes from, that like, why aren't you angry? Because I'm angry. I'm angry for you. I'm angry for me. So I think it's just I think it's something that showcases that time period, also showcases just, how the anger is not what you need. It's the consistency. And I think Melody reminds me of that in that moment. Like, why aren't you angry? Like, she's like, well, she makes a joke. And it's like, I guess you gotta keep going. Like, even if it makes you angry, you gotta keep going.
Judith, how much do the costumes help the character? Because those are some fantastic shirts you get to wear in this movie.
How about the costumes? I mean, we had talked about that. When you have a great costume designer, always, and I know Courtney would probably feel the same way. It's like when you put on a costume, it is an outward expression of what you're feeling inside. And so with this, there was a lot of brightness and aliveness and a striving to be noticed in a way. And that is very much, Mrs. V has her own feelings of her own aloneness, her own otherness. That was what's great about the levels of in the script of these characters. And so it's the same thing with anything that you the makeup, the hair, the costume actually is helping you to define your character in a very powerful way. And you noticed it, and I'm sure the costume designer would be happy about that.
It is a very powerful film. Congratulations to you both on everything about this, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Absolutely.
And my thanks to Judith and Courtney, Out of My Mind, playing now on Disney. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith. Now we turn to Richard Curtis. As I mentioned, he famous for writing, directing Love Actually, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, among many others. He's got a new animated feature on Netflix called That Christmas, which, sort of much like Love Actually, is a bit of a intertwined tale of family love and resilience, but set against the backdrop of a blizzard-stricken seaside town. Richard reveals how the film stems from children's books he wrote for his kids with Brian Cox's Santa and Ed Sheeran's original song, adding some magic to the story. So let's get into that. That Christmas, it's Kyle Meredith with Richard Curtis.
Kyle, how are you? I'm now looking at all those album covers.
I try to keep only the greats behind me.
Okay, all right, very good.
Hopefully you got some favorites on that wall as well.
I can see some I love already.
Well, man, congrats on That Christmas. You know, a lot of people try to create a Christmas classic a lot of times, and most of them fail, but I think you've landed on something special here. Oh. If you don't mind me going back, where did this idea come from?
Well, it's actually, I wrote three little Christmas children's books when my kids were little for them. And then a producer came to me and said, can we make one of them into a half-hour thing? And when we went to Locksmith, they said, oh, go on, let's make a whole, let's do Love Actually for kids, as it were, which I think is not quite right. But it came from children's books that we then expanded and wove together.
The idea of an empty stocking, like, even if that's not the beginning, the jumping off point, I feel like you can get a lot of story out of something like that.
Yeah, no, that was the first one of the books that I wrote. And it's about twins, one of whom's meant to be naughty, one of whom's meant to be nice. And my brother had just had twins, and I've kind of watched them all their life just saying, oh, I hope it goes well for both of you. So, yeah, no, the empty stocking is my favorite bit of plot.
And I also like that you've created a world where Santa is not in doubt, which seems to always be part of the story, right? The belief or whatever. Like, why did you choose that direction?
He's just the perfect solution to all the problems. Although there's a moment in the film, once he solves a lot of the problems, but then they re-complicate. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's quite a realistic Santa, because Santa doesn't solve everything. He kind of helps, and then it's up to us humans to sort it all out on our own again for the next 364 days.
You didn't know this was going to become a movie when you wrote these, but now that you've got the actors voicing, you know, bringing these to life, do the voices ever match up in your head in that way? Like having Brian Cox as the narrator, you know, as Santa, like perfect.
Yeah. No, do you know, it was a real journey of discovery. I'm not a very, I tend to write words. A lot of people, when they write scripts, they're kind of imagining the scenes, whereas I imagine a page with some words on it. So it was such a joy to actually see the characters, because they do the drawing of all the characters first. And then once you've got that, then they say, well, what about this voice? What about this voice? What about this voice? And then suddenly seeing that they magically go together was a whole new process for me, and one I really loved.
Because, you know, so many of us, we read the books and we hear the voices in our head, and then the movie comes along, and like, that's not how I imagine that at all. And you've got to adjust in those moments,
That's true. But what happens is you find the one that rings true to you as you're kind of deciding who to ask.
Now, you mentioned Love Actually, and you wrote that in, like, it's in there. We see it on the TV. Yeah. Are we in the same universe?
I don't know. There is a moment. Yeah. I mean, I'll just say the kids say they hate the boring old Christmas movie. And I came in to the edit one day, assuming that they would show a clip of the boring old Christmas movie and it'd be some black and white 1950s American movie. And they'd inserted a moment from my film as the boring old Christmas movie. But I actually think, oh, that's probably true. kids may have grown up thinking they've got to watch Love Actually at Christmas. So I'm quite, I think it's a good, proper, modern joke.
I love it. I loved it in there. I loved hearing Ed Sheeran. Did you have anything to do with that?
Yeah, Ed, this film is all set kind of where Ed lives too. So when I told, and Ed's got a couple of young kids, and when I said I was doing this animation, and he said, oh, please, let me have a look at it. And I showed him the bit where we needed the song, and he wrote the song literally in 3 days. He'd submitted it. So, uh-huh. Yeah.
Fantastic.
If you remember, I did a movie about the Beatles, and he was in that as well.
Mm-hmm. I also loved that one. Congrats on that Christmas. Seriously, it's been such a joy to watch this one, and we'll do it again next year.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
And my thanks to Richard. That Christmas playing now on Netflix. And again, thanks to Judith and Courtney with Out of My Mind playing now on Disney. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can get us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from the Beach Boys, Joan Jett, Paul Westerberg, Ezra Collective, Oasis, Elastica, Ramones, John Prine, U2, The Smile, Eagle Eyed Cherry, The National, Pete Yorn, Abibio Sound Machine, Taylor Swift, Maya Hawke, Fiona Apple, The Who, Lucinda Williams, and my interview with Big Sean. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.